We are on Daf Yud Aleph from the base by the beginning of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Ha'imer Ten Getzel LeYishti V'Shtashichel Zel LaAvdi. A person gave over to a shliach a get, should be given over to his wife, or a shtashichel that should be given over to his eved. Imrotzo lachzer b'shneim, if he wants to be chayzer from both of them, yachzer divrei rameyer. Rameyer holds, is not a schus for an eved lotzeis lacherus, it's not a schus for an ishe lizgaresh, so therefore we do not say zochin lodom shaloi befonov. So they can only first be zoiche when they receive the get or the shtashichel. And in the meantime, if he wants to be chayza, he could be chayza. V'chachomim oimrim, begitei noshim, the chachomim say, begitei noshim, you are right, is not a schus, avol loy b'shechurei avodim. Avol by shechurei avodim, there the aloch is, it is a schus. So they were already meshuchel with the kabbalas hashliach, so memeila he can't be chayza. V'shezochin lo adam shaloi befonov, v'in chavin loy ela befonov. Shim yirtze shaloi lozain es avdoi rashoi, v'shaloi lozain es ishtoi einei rashoi. So the Chachamim seem to be tining to Rameya, that be'emison there is no chayv whatsoever b'shichu ha'eved. Maybe you'll tine Kozman is an Eved, the Odoin is Mechuyev to give him his Einis. And now through the Shichel, he's losing his Schus of receiving his Einis. So the Chomem Tainet, it's not true. Shim Yirtze Shaloi Lozain Es Avdei Rashoi. If he wants not to give his Einis to his Eved, he can. He can avoid giving the Eved his Einis. So Memele, the Shichel is not a chayv to the Eved because he's losing Mezainis through the Shichel, because a fellow without the Shichel, he could also lose Mezainis. But, B'shalei lozeines ishtoi eini rashoi, but if he wants to stop giving Mezainis to his wife, that he can't do. So Memele, so that's called a chayv. The Geirishin, through the Geirishin, she's losing her schus of receiving Mezainis. Amar lehem, so Rameya tained to the Chachomim, v'rei hu poisel es avdei min hatrume, kishem shu poisel es ishtoi. So Rameya tained, but there is a chayv to an eved shel kohen. Kolzman is an eved shel kohen before the shichel, he's permitted to eat trume. Now that he's being meshacherim, he's losing his chus achilas trume. Amru loy mibnei shehu kinyonei. The reason that he is permitted to eat trume is because he's the kinyon shel kohen. So we have to understand exactly what the chachamim are answering Rameya. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rotzo lachzer b'shneim kodim shehigia liyad ha'isha ve'eved, yachzer. Bein ashliach yochel liskeis behem the tzolchon. That's the daf from the Rishash's Gilsa. Is the shliach is not zeiche for them the tzolchon the chayvu lehem, because Rameya holds it's a chayv side for the eved and side for the isha to become the shtacher and his garish. V'chacham amaimrim begitei noshim yochel achzer. Avoloi b'shichel, shichel he can't be chayza, shezochin loy. B'zocho bohen hashliach l'tzolchoy, here the bohen is unclear, it should be l'chay say, we're talking about shichel, b'zocho boi hashliach l'tzolchoy. That the shliach was zoiche in the shtar for him. Shem yirtze shloi lozen as avdei rashoy. So now the Chachamim are tiny, that Shichel Eved is not a chayv. Because if he wanted to, he didn't have to give his Eved Mezainis. Hilkach, ki Meshachalei. So by being Meshachim, loy mafsid loy Mezainis. He's not being mafsid in Mezainis. The Blavoch inami iboy loy Zayin loy. Without the Shichah, he could avoid giving him Mezainis. So Memele, so the Shichah is not a Chayiv mitzad hefsid Mezainis. Abo shalei lozein es ishtei ene rashoi. If he doesn't want to give his wife mezoinis, that he can't do. Hilkach ki megarish lo mavsid lo mezoin. By giving her a get, he's being mavsid ha mezoinis. So the Gemara asks, the Meir asks, to the Chachamim alai hu poysel es avde begetze min atume, al mechayvu loi. An eved shol koyin, it's a chayv. You did not differentiate who this Eved belongs to. By being a Shachar, an Eved shall coin, he's losing his Chus Achilles Tum. Amulim Neshu Kinyonai. Hai the Mipsel Begita Min Hatume. Midnei Shehu Kinyonai the coin Adachsho. Till now he belonged to the coin. Chim Shachar Le, Lav Kinyonai. And through the Shichu, he doesn't belong to him anymore. The Gemara Meforish Maikoma. The Gemara explains, so what's the Teretz? We have to understand what the Teretz is. Let us see Taisvis. Begitei Noshim Aboloi B'Shechure Yavod. B'Rishalmi Boi, so our Mishnah says as follows. Gitei Noshim is a Choyv the Chachamim Old. So it can be Choyzas. Aboloi B'Shechure Yavodim. Shichur is aschus. And our Mishnah makes a blank statement that means that get is always a choyv and shichur is always aschus. Is b'Yerushalmi boy, the Yerushalmi asks a shayla, hago atzmecho, ho yo abdoi shel katzin. What if this Eved was an Eved from Asar? Yeah, he was, his odin was very mechubedik, and an eved of a sar, Mestama also has chashivis. Arei choyv hu liyeved. So this is a choyv, that he's being nishtacher. How could you say a blank statement all the time? It's a schus for an eved to be nishtacher, having such an odin, such an influential odin. So Memele, it's Zicha Achoyiv, that now he's becoming Nishtacha. Arei Choyve hi le'evet. And then the Yerushalmi asks another kasha. How could you say a blank statement that Gerishin is always Achoyve? Arei Shahoysa Ishtai Shal Mukishchen. She was a wife of a Mukishchen. So Memele, it's to be a wife of a Mukishchen is a Shrek. And now she's potter from the Mukeshchin. Now she'll be able to get married to her normal husband. So the Yerushalmi answers, Les loch ele kahodo. Now, the Teretz is as follows. Ilu hamecher avdoi shalei midatoi. If a person will sell an eved shalei midatoi, shema einei mocho, so he's not sold. Shema einei mocha, ilu hamegarish isha shalei midato. For a person will be megarish an isha shalei midato, shema megureshesi. So what do you mean you need her das for gerish and perish aidei acha, ha eved nimkar al kochoi. An eved can be sold al kochoi shal eved, veni isha misgareshes aidei acha bal kochoi. Now we have to understand what the Yerushalmi is answering. So the first half of the Yerushalmi is understandable. The first half of the Yerushalmi is as follows. The Yerushalmi's kasha was that the Eved had the privilege of being an Eved of a Katzin, of a Sar, that involves COVID and many other things. And now, through the shicha, he's losing the soul. So you're being chav, the shicha is chav to the Eved. So the Yerushalmi answers, do we really consider that the Eved possessed this schus and the shikha is taking it away from him. The Adin could have sold him to someone else whenever he wanted. So therefore, we cannot consider that this is called, he's being chav to the Eved. We're taking away something that the Eved possessed. The Eved possessed this schus. He was an Eved shel katzin. That means, Kozman, he said, the Adin could sell him any minute. So Memele, it's not considered the shichel is being chav to the Eved. He never possessed this schus. So Memele, so therefore it's not called a chay. We're not taking anything away from you. You're not losing anything you had possessed till now. That's by Eved. Now let's go by Isha. Now by Isha, also say the same thing. That what? That he can't sell her. He can't be megarish abal kocha. So that is a svara to say that what's the svara over here? What is the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi asked Akasha, she's married to Mukeshchin. She's married to Mukeshchin. So it's a schus that part herself from the Mukeshchin. That was the kasha. So sometimes it should be a schus. I can say a blank statement, it's a chuz. So Shalmi answered, he can't be megarish abal kocho through a second person. So how does this fan for the kasha? So the Taisus HaRosh says that Enechanami doesn't fan for the kasha. The kasha is a good kasha. And the teretz of the kasha is tav lemeisev tandum lemeisev am. Well, that's the teretz of the kasha. But the Shalmi is very, very unclear. The Teres Gittin says a beautiful pshat. The Teres Gittin says as follows. In order that we should say the halacha of zochin la'odom shaloi befonov, it has to be a complete schus. If somehow the Eved is having a hefsid from the shicha, even though l'gabi other nekudis it's a schus, but l'gabi other nekudis there's a chayv also, so then there's no din of zochin l'odom mishloi b'fonav. Zochin l'odom mishloi b'fonav has to mean the shicha is only schus. Then we say zochin l'odom mishloi b'fonav. So the Yerushalmi asked Akasha by Eved, I have a case where there'll be a tzad chayv. Zicher, to become a ben chayrin, to become chayiv b'mitzvahs, that's a gewaldic ischus. But there's a tzad chayiv here also. He had COVID, he was an eved shel katzin, that he won't have anymore after the shichur. So that the Yerushalmi answered. Yerushalmi answered, he never possessed it. It's not called I'm taking something away from him. Since I can always sell the Eved to someone else, so it's not called the Shichur is being chav to him. Without the Shichur, he also didn't have this. I can sell you whenever I want. So it's not considered that the Shichur is a chav. Well, we're coming to Isha, so I have a case, it's a schus, she's married to Mukeshchin. It's a schus to be nishtacha. It's a schus to be nizgarish. It's 100% sure, but there's a tzad chayv also. She's losing mezainis. She's losing mezainis. Now, if he would be able, to make her giget through another way, not through schia. He could make that she should lose the mezainis in any other way. He'd be megarish her bal kocha through giving the get to someone else. So then we would say the same lumnus. It's not called that she possessed mezainus. If you wanted to, you can give someone else a get, and she wouldn't have the mezainus. So it's not called that I'm chav to her with the zochin l'adam. It's not chav. She never had a schus mezainus. Since it's biyodi to be mafkiyat from her. So the Yerushalmi says, but it's not true. He has no other oifen to be mafkir the mezainis for her. He can't be megarish abal kocho. So memele, there's a tzad choyv. The tzad choyv is the mezainis. And I have no way of being mafkir the mezainis from her. So memele, there's no din of zochin la'odom because of this tzad choyv. That's how the Teres Gittin learns pshat in the Yerushalmi. Sagt die Gemara, Yosef, let us see the Gemara. Yosef, Rav Hune, Rav Yitzchak, Bar Yosef, Kamid, Rav Yirmiya. Yosef, Rav Yirmiya, Bekama Namne. Yosef, Rav Hune, Bekama. Shma Mino, Midarabonon, Atoifes, Labal, Choyf, Kone. Midarabonon of our Mishnah, the Mishnah is speaking about that the Odoin, the Mishnah is speaking about that the Odoin gave a Shtar Shicho to a Shliach. And then the Odoin was Chayza from the Shliches, from the Shicho. And the Chomim say, he can't be Chayza. Ishmaamina midarabonon, a Teifis Labal Chayv Kon. But if a person is Teifis Labal Chayv, that means he wants to chap. For a teifes l'bal choyv means that someone wants to chap something, money from a loive for a malve. So he's the malve's kaine. A strange person can do this. So who adin, the shliach, if he wants to, he can be teifes, the shichel, for the evet. That's what we see in our Mishnah. The Odin made him a shliach lahilacha to give over to the Eved. So how is there a din of Eina Yochel Arzaboy? He didn't give it to the Eved yet. So Al-Kochoch, the shliach, was Teifes, the Shtar Shichel, for the Eved. So you see, a Teifes, Lebal Chayv Kone, that a person will be Teifes money from a loive, for a malve, will also be Kone. Amalei Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef Afilu B'mokim Shechav Lacherim, this din that you said, that someone can have money from a loive for a malve. Is this also speaking about that there are other malves involved? And by chapping from malve aleph, he'll be mafsid malve beis, because he took away all the money from the loive. Now malve beis won't be able to be given anything from the loive. Amalayin, yeah. Halacha is atavis al balchoyf, afilu b'mokim shechav l'acherem iskon. Adahachi isa b'hu rabir miyeh. Then Rabbi Yirmiya woke up. It doesn't seem this was too long a conversation, so we see how long Rabbi Yirmiya was sleeping. Ba'al kaponim, Issa b'hu Rabbi Yirmiya woke up, and Omar lohu, and it seems, when he was a misnamnim, he heard already what they had said. Dardaki, Mamash, it's kindish what you're saying, all these halachas. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Atevis Abal Choy, Bemokim Shechav Lacherim Leikon. First of all, you're making dinim, that you're bringing a raya from the Mishnah, Atevis Abal Choy, Bemokim Shechav Lacherim Leikon, and Shuldik. Rabbi Yochanan said, Atevis Abal Choy, Bemokim Shechav Lacherim Leikon. Vim Toyme Mishnah Seinu, Aya Mishnah says, En Yochel Arzabai, not because the Odin made him a shliach to give over to the Eved, and the Shliach on his own accord chapped for the Eved. No. That's Teifes L'Balchei V'Mokim Shechav L'Chayrem L'Oikonim. Now, our Mishnah is speaking about, Mishnah Sekaloi Metnu Ka'ima Schudami. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Odin told the Shliach, Bizeiche for the Eved, Ten Kisri. Bizeiche, I'm not telling you, Bedaki, you should give it over to the Eved, Pumfakel. I'm telling you, Bizeiche for the Eved. Bizeiche. So if it's a schus, it's a chalodim shalai befonov. It's not a schus, it's a chalodim mele befonov. So the chachamim hold it's a schus to be nishtacha. So therefore they said, any yochel achza, but you can't be chayza because it's a schus. But you're telling me a din. You learned a different pshat the Mishnah. You learned pshat the Mishnah 10 lav kishchi. The Odin did not want he should be zoiche for the Eved. The Odin says, give it over to the Eved. You'll be a shliach lalochit. And this shliach man says, no, I'm going to chap it for the Eved. And he went and chapped it for the Eved. And he's a teufis, that's called a teufis l'bachoy v'mokim shechav l'acherim. That he says, that is zicha doesn't help. I feel according to Chalmim a while now. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, a teufis l'bachoy v'mokim shechav l'acherim loikone. And we'll see in Rashi and Teisvis and Daran a little clearer what's happening over here. But let us see Rashi. Shema minavi darabonon, the omri shashliach yitvais hashtar letzoyrecha eved. The Chachamim said that the shliach can chap the shtar for the eved. ואף אגב דבל קומה, דבינה דבל יש חויסה פעם דהול שליחס, ואין אוי שלוחוי, he's not a שליח, אני מוזבט על דה שליחס, ותביסה בעלמה הוא בעל כוחוי, and he only made a תביסה בעלמה בעל כוחוי of the other. הטייבס לבעל חוי, Adam in a shuk, a strange person, a third party, shetayfes metaltali benichsei lumen, letzeirach shimen, shehu bal chayv kone. So bal chayv means a malve, so a tayfes, someone is chapping from a loive, letzeirach a malve, vafilu bemokim shechav lachayim, so he asked him, afilu bemokim shechav lachayim, lo sheshaylu, ונשמי מיני נמי דפילו במוקים שחב הטייפס הזה בתפיסו סוי זויס ללוי. By hopping away from the loive, you're being hopped to another malve, אבל אינמי בל חויב דרובי. By a person hopping for Shimon from Reuven, you're being hopped to Levi, who was also a malve of Reuven. Now Levi is losing from this. You also say kon. The masnisa nami shliach that toifes lahevet. The Mishnah is he's chapping the shichol, the star shichol for the yevet. V'chav lebailim, and it's a chav lebailim. So he said, yeah, sure, that's all we see in the Mishnah. So then Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Dardiki. Tfisa, Rabbi Yochanan said, El Baal also shlich liskeis boy. The Baal made him a shlich to be zeiche, 10 kisri. Vafu pish eved lo yoda, I eved does know about it, zochen lo dem shloi befono. Let us see Toysvitz. Yosef, Rav Hune, Rav Yitzro, Kamei, Rav Irmi. I'm a Rabbeinu Tam. The Einze, Rav Hune, Shemaskir, Stam, B'chol HaShas. This is not the Rav Hune which we have B'chol HaShas. The Oisoi, that Rav Huna Oyegodol Harbe Merav Yirmiye. That Rav Huna was much greater than Rav Yirmiye. Number one, Lehavi Yosef Kamei. He wouldn't be a Talmud listening to his Shia. Voi, number two, the Korilu Dardiki. And Rav Yirmiye should call him Dardiki Nachoychedet, so please. Rav Huna was much greater than Rav Yirmiye. Now, Tosfos says, I'll make a cheshbon. Rabbi Yirmiyah, chaveiro shel Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was a chaver of Rabbi Zeira, v'kotn mimenu. And he was younger than Rabbi Zeira. K'diyome, he was smaller than Rabbi Zeira. K'diyome benide, boi minei Rabbi Yirmiyah mei Rabbi Zeira, ad kan eviu Rabbi Yirmiyah la Rabbi Zeira lidei gichuch v'loi gochach. He wanted to make him laugh, and Rabbi Zeira didn't laugh, so Kaponim by Stachos, that Rabbi Yirmiyah was a lesser madrege than Rabbi Zeira. Be Rabbi Zeira, Talmidoi shal Rabbi Yehuda, Kedemrinin. Rabbi Zeira was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, Kedemrinin, Abba Mishtamet me Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Zeira avoided meeting with Rabbi Yehuda, Mushum deboi lemesik l'Eretz Yisrael, because he wanted to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda was against people going up to Eretz Yisrael, so he avoided Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda was the Rebbe of Rabbi Zeira. Ushmur shoyo rabbi shoy Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmur was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yehuda, oyetzorich loy l'Rav Huna. He needed to ask shailas from Rav Huna. Kedoma b'reish pirkin, boy mine Shmur me Rav Huna, Beishevi you get, Bechulam Perikame, Boy Mineshmu Merafunim, and Ali Misasim Bekotchim. So Al Koponim, so we see Rav Huna was much, much greater than Rav Yirmiyah, who was smaller than Rav Zeira, who was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, who was a Talmud of Shmuel, and Rav Huna was greater than Shmuel. Sarkochoch, we have to say this was another Rabbune, and this Rabbune was a Talmud of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Shma mino ha-toifes lebal choyv kone. Zek taifes shma mino ha-toifes lebal choyv kone. And this is Amerdek ha-toifes. Teim alari. Afilu itoifes lebal choyv kone. Afilu we will say toifes lebal choyv is kone. Aine mishon. Shehu shliach. That the teifes of taloche of zochin laodam shaloi befono schiyem itam shliches, so the teifes becomes a shliach for the malve. The koine afilu bal kolchoi, so he can be koine. The shliach is koine bal kolchoi of the loive lefi shehu chayev, because the loive is chayev to the malve. Is keilu tofas hu atzmoi. So it's just like if the malve would hop away from the loive. No, the malve is a right to hop away from the loive. The loive owes the money. So if we hold a teufis lebal choy viskono, so that means, al saloche of zochin lodom shloi befonim, I become bim koimoi. I become hishliach. So therefore I can be teufis for him. Avukan, but over here, afilu ha'eved that's many yochel la'akiv es odem milachzer boy. Im hu yonaisin get shichol adas kain shlay shtacher bekabolazu. Ki ein echaim lo shacher b'yetais es amiradi kikasha. What would be if you give him the eved the shtach shichol? The eved has the shtach shichol in his hands. He says, listen, I want you to become a shichol in a week. Fine. And then later, the weeks that Ebed, he knows his Odin, and tomorrow is going to be Schoizer from the whole thing. So he has the Shtar Shich in his hands. I'm chapping the Shtar Shich, I should become a Shuch now. You can do such a thing? And then the kid talk. Ki ein echaiv l'shacharoi. He's not b'chuyiv to be m'shachar. The whole lumbus of Tvise from a loive means, since the loive owes me money, so I'm bekoyech to take away his money to pay up his chayv. He owes me money. So just like I'm bekoyech to take it away, means the malv is bekoyech to take away. So a friend, the person can also be oimed ben koymoy, as aloch av zochin la'odam shalay befono, and he becomes his shliach. Yeah, that is davke by a balchoy. But so a balchoyv you could chap, a nevet can't chap. Im kein lomi ya'akiv ha-mekabel ha-sa'odin milachse. So how could the mekabel, the one who has the shtar in his hand, how can he prevent the other from being chayzer? Given the hashtes al-kadaitach, the oimet nu lavkes chidom. That means mitzad in the sin is ha-odin. I never told you to be zayche. Now you're hopping away from me. He can't be better than the Eved. Just like the Eved can't cop, so the Shliach Zichah can't cop. So what's Pshat? Kone. V'oit. So that's Alom de Shekash. It doesn't make sense that he should be Bekoyach to chap from the other Nashtar Shichu, since the other does not owe him Shichu, so you can't cop. The Eved can't cop, or who had in Shluch Eshel Eved also can't cop. V'oit. Machayev ha'odain le'eved d'choshim le'teifis le'balchoy. Now the second kasha is a kasha in Loshim. Teifis le'balchoy, I'm chapping for a balchoy. So that means I'm chapping for someone that you owe money to. So here I'm chapping for the eved that you owe shichel. How? Why is he called the Loshim is shver? The terminology is shver. You owe him shichel? Wait, machayiv ha'odoin le'eved, the choshim le'toifis le'balchoy. Ve'ichoshiv mishim da'ovid le'inayich nafshei, k'may shepir shal benetam le'kamen amul sachid. He will say, we're speaking about a story. The Eved did him a favor. And because of this favor, why, let's be megashim the Indian. The Odin was drowning, and the Eved went and jumped in and saved his life. is the Odin indebted to the Ebbe. So he's indebted to him. Look, so indebted to him now. Now he has to be Meshachim for such a pula. He's indebted, he has to be Meshachim. So now we understand why it's called a Balchoy. He's indebted to him. So he bezoim, kein hechi choshev lechav lachem. So why is it called chav lachem? The chav lachem is amchav to the Odin. When you chav from a loive, it's not, and there's no other malve, not called chav lachem. I'm taking away the money from the loive. That's not called amchav to the loive. The loive owes the money. So memeila chav lachem means that others are losing. So if you'll tell me, we'll make a story that it is speaking about that the Odin was indebted to the Eved to be Meshacherim. So now we understand, he's indebted, he owes him Shichos, so therefore, I can have the Shichos, so it's not called Chav Lachayim, it's not called Chav La'odayim, if the Odin owes Shichos. Then Nira L'ri, so the Ri says, the Choshev Tzas Choyv, Mishum the Ovid Le'inayich Nafshe, it's called a Choyv, because he taka did him a favor, he rescued him, he doesn't know him anything. Now this sounds like double talk. First Isis says it's called Achoy, Shem David Leinaich Navshe. But it's called Chav Lacherim, Shein Echayv Loi Lodem Klum. Before it says the Tzas Choy, and now in Echayv Loi Klum. So how does these two things stim? So Lachayre Dachser Metoisvis is saying as follows. There's a midah of Hakoras HaToiv. Dovid Leinaich Navshe, he rescued him, he jumped him, he saved his life. Meiridik. So he's indebted to him. Als what is he indebted to him? Not als Choshen Mishpat. There's no Choshen Mishpat. You won't find a Sif in Choshen Mishpat. If a Nevet saved your life, you mechliyev to be Meshachem. There's no such din. There's no choshe mishpat ke ischaibis. But there's ischaibis mitzad yosher. There's ischaibis mitzad midis. Kolos ha-toiv. He did such a thing to you. Should be meshachem for what he did. You're indebted to him. That's when we're speaking about in Hilchus Deis and Hilchus Midis. But Taisu says, Amikomokim choshev leichav lacherim, shrein eichayv loi ha-odin klum. But he doesn't owe him shichur. In Choshen Mishpat, he doesn't owe him. So we have here an interessante kugel. That means, mitzat hilchus deis, he's indebted to him to be mishacherim. So therefore, the musik of tvisa would help. You indebted him to be mishacherim. But it's still called chav lacherim, because he doesn't owe him shichur in Choshen Mishpat. So by taking away the eved, so that's called, I'm being chav to you. This is not like a loive who in Choshen Mishpat owes money. A loive who in Choshen Mishpat owes money, so I take the money away from the loive. I'm not being chav to the loive at all. He's not losing anything. He owes him the money. Here in Choshen Mishpat, he doesn't owe him money. He's just indebted to him in Hilchus Deis. So it's called a bal choiv, I'm indebted to you, but it's called chav lacherem also. So now Taisa says further, Vachi Pirusha. Bishloime, itoifis labal choiv kone. If we will say that toifis labal choiv is kone, even though it's chav lacherem, is ein teime im gan kan kone, so here, he'll also be kone bekabolazu, leinyin shalayucha lachse. I'll be able to accomplish that the Odin can't be choizer from the shichel that he had made. That means, he had given a star shichel to the shliach. If everything would go kishure, so he made him a shliach le'eloche, that you should give over the eved the star shichel, and by doing this eved will become a shichel. In the middle, he has charote, so he wants to throw a monkey wrench into the shliches that he had created. I made you a shliach, now I'm chayza from the shliches. So the tvise should accomplish so much, not that the eved should be zeiche. You can't be zeiche for the eved if in Cheshin Mishpat he doesn't owe him Shecha. I can't take away something from you if in Cheshin Mishpat you don't owe him Shecha. That not. But my Tvisa can accomplish that you can't throw in monkey wrenches of what you started to do. That means you made me a Shliach Lahilochem. So now you want to be Chayza, be Ma'ana, be Mevatel what you had done. No, I'm Tvisa the Shtar for the Eved that the Tvisa is accomplishing that you can't stop what you had done. That's what my Tvisa is accomplishing. Shal Yuchel Arzer. Kone be Kabbalah Zul Le'inyin, not that I will become a Shukha, Shal Yuchel Arzer. Mishum Da Ovid Le'i Nayich Nafshe. Now Taisa says a bigger chiddush. That in Emerson, this whole thing is a very modern kugel over here, with Hilchis Deyes, and Chayshim Mishpot, and Tvise. Mishum Da Ovid Le'i Nayich Nafshe. Reitze Hu, he wants Sheyir Bal Choyv Bekach, Sheyuchel la'akvei milachse. He wants, paker, since mitzadechot he feels obligated, mitzadacher he doesn't owe him shicha, so he wants that the shliach should be capable, because of his obligation to the eved, to prevent him from having chazore through the tvisa of the eved. Yeah. Now, Taisa says nochmer. The Mekabel, the one who got the shtar, doesn't know this whole Megillah. He made him a shliach la'aloche, and finished, he's going to give it over to him. He doesn't know all these cheshbonos. He has no intent now to prevent the odin to be chayzer. But he wants whatever you want I should do, I could do, that's what I'm doing. And the Odin wants that the Shliach should be able to do this. This is what the Odin wants. Well, that's what you want, that's what I'm doing. Everything is assumed and understood. But if the whole, you can't be Teufis from a Baal Choy, Koshkein Zeh She'ein a Baal Choy. So Taisvis is saying, Amu'im de Kipshat. Perhaps we could be mamtik a little. The Nesidis in Simen Kuf Hei Sikotten Beis. Says as follows. He says some say interesting zach, which perhaps will help us a little bit. The Sivis and Kufes of Kod Bey says, "Gam bitvise shalatoyves." In a normal case, when someone goes and chaps, let's say you have the leiva walking around, and he has in his lapel pocket $100 bill. And then this other person's walking along, he knows the Malva is nudging him for years already for the $100 he lent him. And he's saying, ainly. Now he sees him walking with $100, there's a whole wad of $100 bills over there. And he goes and he sees this, so he goes and he runs over to this labor, and before the labor knows what happened, he slapped $100 bill away from the labor. I'm taking this for the Malva, it's about time. You owe him the $100, I'm taking it for the mal. That's called, and there's other 5 malvas that he also owes money, and he also is ainlo. Al-Kaponim, now he's taking this from him, and then, let's say, he won't have for the other malvas. Mechitza. Zokta nesivis, gambit visoshi shalatoifis, lo yotza mirshus haloive legamri. It didn't become the malvas yet. The harishus biyad haloive adain lesalik bezuzi, He could give me, listen, this is $100 bill, I'm not giving you $100. You got it? I'll give you singles. Pay in pennies. I don't want you give me back this $100 bill. And he can do it. So we see that it didn't become yet the malvas. If it became the malvas, I couldn't talk. It's not yours anymore. But that became the malvas. She teufis la'alem hashibut. the Tfise accomplished that the Shibud of the Malve is stronger than it was before. Before, we have to take away from you the Shibud, we have to be goyb, the Shibud from you. Now, I'm toughest in the Shibud. So now, Mestama Lagabi, certain dinim, it's not, it won't be called metalfully the Yasmi anymore. Mestama this, it's Olim Shibudai. That's Oba Tfise also doesn't make it the Malvus, but it's Olim Shibudai. It's Olim Shibudai. So we see a Tfise, now that I'm toughest in it, ich bin the Balabos. You can't, good, you want back, you want to give me pennies, fine, but the, I'm a toughest in the Shibud. So it seems this Tfise, we're speaking about over here, we're not speaking about that through this Tfise that Eved becomes Meshuchah. Chas v'shalom. You can't be, since there's no Choshen Mishpat Dike Yischaibes to be Meshachah David, he can't become Meshuchah. I can't take an Eved away from this Odin, Bal Kochi the Odin. He can't do such a thing since he doesn't own in Choshen Mishpat Shichol. But the Tfise accomplishes that since you wanted to be Meshacher, the Eved, with this Shtar Shichu, so now I'm Tofus in this Shtar Shichu, that you can't change your mind. That's what the Tfise accomplishes. There's a Tfise, it's Malim, the Koyach of the Eved. And it's Maklish, the Koyach of the Odin. L'mayin afkemin et l'gabi chazor. That's how Tosfos learns, Pshat, which the Oimek HaDvorim were not explaining, but Al-Kaponim, the Geder HaDvorim were trying to explain, that would be this Tvisa, that's how Rav Huna understood Pshat Namishlet, that he's Tosfos, it's called Chavla Cheren, because he really doesn't owe him Shichel M'chayish HaMishpot, But I have a schus tvisa. It's a very shver pshat. Now let us try to start, let us see the Ran. The Ran brings down this taisvitz, and the Ran is very critical of what taisvitz said. The Ran is andaf. Let us see four lines from the bottom and the extreme left of the Ran. Udvarim halolu, the last two words of the line. He brought down the lashon of the Ri. Udvarim halolu rechoikim be'einai harbe. That's what he has to say on Tosfos. The whole thing is very rochik. The whole pshat is very rochik. Va'oid mitansen. We'll buy what Tosfos says. Dim kain. Eicha bina lemelech mahoche de Tosfos lebal choyt kone. Shani hoche sha'odein noishnei al das kain. Tosfos made a whole kugel. The Odin wants you should be able to prevent me from having charote. The shlich doesn't even know about the whole thing. But the Odin tells him, listen shlich, when you take the shtar, say you're doing what I want you to do. No, I'm doing what I want you to do. Oh. So you know what? I can't have charot anymore. Because you do what I want you to do. So the whole thing is a pesazah shpilichel, but the Odin wants, that means it's not halachidik, this is a pesazah. We're mixing musar and halachin, and this is the rotzin of the Odin, and that's what happens. So the male said, how could you build halachis from this? If he wants this, found it. V'li nire, zokteran, Dvorim kiposhton. Don't want to make such a psazah. The masnisin shamina. From our Mishnah we can see the whole odom midaitoi yochel leosois shliach lachaveri. From our Mishnah we see a person without a mini hashliches can become a shliach lachaveri sheyamboi bimkoimboi. That is oimid bimkoimboi. O mishim hochi. Now הריני עושה עצמי שליח קבולה שלוי. I'm making myself a שליח קבולה. וראי הוא, so he became a שליח לקבולה for the עבד, וראי הוא כי לא עשו עבד שליח לכך. ומינו בינו למילב, תטייבס לבלחוי קונה, לפי שהטייבס יוכל לאוסס עצמוי, כאילו עומד במקוימוי של בלחוי. Now, what is the Ran saying? So, Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Zalman, and Eben Ha'ozel, Perik Chof Haloch Ha'beis, says, Amir Bekipshat in the Ran. Rabbi Zalman says as follows. There's a loche of Zochin La'odom Shaloi Befonov. So for Mrs. Zalman, Zochel Odom Shloi Befondo means as follows. A Reuven is walking in the street, and he picks up a Metzia. He wants to be Zochel for Shimon. Who is making the Maisa Kinyin? Reuven. Not Shimon. After the dinner of Zochel Odom Shloi, Reuven is making the Maisa Kinyin. Usually a person makes a Maisa Kinyin, he wants that the result of the Kinyin should be for himself. Here I want the result, the Chalois Kinyin should be for Shimon. I'm making the Maisa Kinyin, that Shimon should be Zoyche. That's the din Zochin La'odom Shalei Befondav. This halacha will never help by Teifis Labal Choyt. That means to take away money from a Loive, you have to be a Malve. Or a Shliach of a Malve. You have to be Yodoi ki Yodoi. You have to be the Shliach of the Malve. Then you can come to the Loive and take away. I'm Oymed Bimokim a Malve, and I want that, and I'm hopping away from you. But that, so, this will only work if I say the din of Zochin La'odom Shalei Befonov is not only that I can make the Maisa Schiye and it'll help for him. That can only help by Advar Hefke. Als the Haloch of Zochin La'odom Shalik Befonav, I can become his Shliach. The Pal, I can become his Shliach, he can become Yodoi ki Yodoi. I can be Oymed Bim Koyma. If Zochin La'odom Shalik Befonav is so strong that I can be Oymed Bim Koyma, so the Megla, then I can hop away from the Leiva. Then I'm Bekoyach to hop away from the Leiva. If I'm not a shliach of the Malva, you have no koyach to hop away from the light. Now, let's talk about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that, speaking about an Odin gave a shliach, he made him a shliach lohiloch to give over to the Eved. Now, let's just think 1 minute. You'll give over to the Eved. So he's a shliach, give over to the Eved. What if the Eved hears that, this person is a shliach lohiloch, he makes someone a shliach lohiloch. So instead of giving over to the Eved, he'll give over to the Shlich LaKabbalah of the Eved. That should also be good. I'm a Shlich LaLach, give over to the Eved. To the Yad Eved, Al-Tadin Shlich is, so the Yad of the Shlich is Yad Eved, so I'm giving over to the Yad Eved. If the Parsha of Zochin La'odom is so strong, that I become a Shlich, not I'm Zoyche for him, no, I become Bim Koymoy. So when the Odin made me a shliach to give over to the Eved, fine, I'll give over to the Eved. Now as the parsha of Zochin La'odom, I want to make myself a shliach of the Eved. I want to make it should be Yodi ki Yodoi. Is the din schiya so strong that I can make myself a shliach? And the prob is by Teufis L'Bal Choyv. That's the prob. It is not Teufis L'Bal Choyv. It's not, because that was Teufis Kash. It's not Bal Choyv. There's no Teufis L'Bal Choyv. But there's one Shaila. Teufis L'Bal Choyv can only help if I become Yodoy Shal Bal Choyv. And that's the Oymika Shaila. If to the Parsha of Schiye, can I make myself a Shliach for the Malve, without his Minui. And noch besser, it's better than his Minui. Because Rabbi Zalman is Moira, the Ran is going to say, Paul, that even the Balchoid can make a Shliach. The Balchoid, in the Parsha of Minui Shlichis, you can't make a Shliach Lochoid.
But if on the parsha of Zochin La'odom, the Gemara understood that I mitzad atzmi can make myself a shliach for him, even though he can't make me a shliach lochayv, als the parsha von shliches, von trume, von geirishim, von gedushin, als that parsha we don't find he is betoich to make me a shliach lochayv lacherim, but the parsha of Zochin La'odom shloi befonim, I can make myself yotcha, and this will help after the loss. This was the shayla of the Gemara. So the Yisrael shayla is, when we speak about Tevis Labalchoy, in order to have a koyach litvois, it has to be yodcho ki yad amalbe. And the shayla is the parsha of Schiye strong enough to make yodcho ki yad amalbe? That's the aleph of the shayla. So Rafuna said, I have a Mishnah. How did the Eved become Meshucher in our Mishnah? He made him a shliach lohi loche to give over to the Eved. How did the Eved become a shucha? So al kolchach, was the pshat, the Mishnah is, that the shliach says, I want now to become kiyah to Eved. I want it, that yodi should be kiyodoi, and I can do it. Oh, so Rabbanu says, if the din of zochin lo'odom, he can make yodcha kiyat ha'eved, so then you can make yotcha kiyad hamalva also. Now let's just see again the lashon of the Ran. V'nirin dvorim kipshotam. The masnisa shemim v'dochol odom midatoi yochol le'osois midatoi, he can become shliach lechaveiroi sheyamoi bimkoimoi and bimkoimoi. Such a din shliches. Mishimach ikivin sheodon ometen shtar shichol le'abdi. הרי שליח יכולים, הרי נהייס עצמי שליח קבולה שלו, והרי הוא כאילו עשוי העבד שליח לכך, that I can make myself a din of yodi ki yodi. I mean, no, being a lemelef, so from this, if a person can do such a thing, the toibis about five kone, lefisha a toibis yochale lasis atzmoy, ki ilu oimed bim koimoy shel bal chayvoy. That als the parsha of zochen la'odom, I can do such a thing, that I'm bim koimoy. That's the limus of zochen la'odom. That is the pilpul of the Gemara. That is how the Ran learns about the Gemara.